We are live on a very special edition for Check. I am Jeremy, the Impact York. Hopefully you guys are having a good weekend. The weather up here in Atlanta has been fantastic in the last week or so. Whatever we did to make up for it to Mother Nature, I think we should do it tenfold and keep it like this the rest of the year. This is outstanding. In fact, out here at the studio, we're out here on the deck where we usually watch a lot of games anyway throughout the year. Just a fantastic time to be outside. This is a special edition one. We had some things come up on Wednesday. We're not able to do the show. We had some other technical glitches and other fun things that, you know, would probably bore you guys anyway. We had those yesterday, so without further ado, I bring it to you today. Now, next week's show will be on Wednesday. More than likely, it's going to be the... I see that on the text line. Yeah, more than likely, we're going to stick with shipping up to Boston there by the Dropkick Murphys as our theme song, at least for probably the end of the season. You know, we like to change things up. Tons to get into, as always. I'm going to try to keep you guys up to date and abreast of everything going on in the NHL. Now, there is a lot. There are some things I'm going to talk about that may be a little uneasy for people to talk about, but they are global issues, social issues that actually transcend sports, but they have recently dipped their ugly heads into especially the NHL world, so I wanted to get to those. I'm going to try to explain what I think happened to the Oilers and Rangers and why they're suddenly having fire sales and I don't know, look like they did 10 years ago. I'm going to talk about NHL players in the Olympics and whether that's a good thing or a bad thing or if it's indifferent. But, like I said, tons of good things to get into. Let's go ahead and start with some Nashville Predators news, right? Can we go ahead and get into that? Let's get into that. Some things going on in the world of the Nashville Predators. I don't know if you guys got to see this, but Pekka Rinne and Roman Josi, since there was no game scheduled last Friday, which is kind of weird. Usually there always are. They traded in their gold jerseys for black ties and attended a different kind of event at the Bridgestone Arena. This was the Best Buddies Prom, a celebration of the Best Buddies Tennessee, which is a nonprofit organization. They create opportunities for friendship and advancement for those with intellectual and developmental disabilities. This is a great event. It really, to me, it tries to, I hate the word normal, so I'm not going to use it in this case, but for those that are sometimes singled out as not like others for various reasons, can be anything. Maybe you like purple and everybody else likes blue. In these cases, these are intellectual and developmental disabilities, but it teaches them that they can have the same kind of fun time that we do. So it was great that Roman and Pekka were able to go to this event. They represented Nashville and the Predators very well. From all the pictures and all the things that it looks like it was a fantastic time. So, you know, shout out and kudos to those guys. Definitely, definitely good. Speaking of Pekka Rinne, I don't know. I think I'm going to say it about 15 different ways. He became the 34th goalie in NHL history the other day to record 300 wins. Wow. They had a good write-up where Chris Mason said he thought Pekka would be fantastic the first time he saw him years ago, but man, 300 wins. Well, let's be honest. Up until recently, there's been some up and down with Nashville enough to, you know, it's not like they're winning 60, 70 games a year. They were on the lower end for a while, but 300. Wow. The best part was is seven different Predators scored. Seven different Predators. That's insane. Absolutely insane. But congratulations to Pekka Rinne on his 300th win. Like I said, to win 7-1, that was awesome. Obviously, he was first. I think he was first star of the night. Nick Bonino had a goal and an assist. Victor Arvidsson had a goal and an assist. I believe Scott Hartnell had a goal. Couture had one for the other guys because it's just kind of hard to stop him sometimes. Fiala, told you about Arvidsson. Zjarnkrok. There we go. Johansson and Ekholm with the others. Man, just trying to figure out this new computer here. I think I should get one of you guys to come show me how to do this, but trying. There we go. That's all the people that scored. Just to break that down again, you had Nick Bonino, Scott Hartnell, Logan Couture for the bad guys, Kevin Fiala, Victor Arvidsson, Johansson, Ekholm, and Zjarnkrok, who is slowly becoming, Kyle Zjarnkrok is becoming a fun player for me to watch. And the Predators are full. You could literally just spin in a direction, and whoever you touch first should be who you ultimately pull for. As long as you're pulling for them, it doesn't matter, right? Right. Let's see, what else? We got any? Oh, yeah, you guys want to hear about the games, right? Yeah, you want to hear about the games. Well, here we go. Since last we were on, which would have been the 14th. So since the 14th, they didn't play, obviously, that day. They lost 4-3 to the Calgary Flames last Thursday. Didn't really have the world's best homestand there for a minute, but, you know, those kinds of things happen. Well, I mean, technically, if you look at five straight home games with an away game kind of stuck on the back end of it, I don't think we did all that bad. Ended up going, what, 4-2 in the last 2 weeks? I don't think that's a bad thing. And got the follow-up game tomorrow night, 11 a.m. Central Time, actually tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Time versus the St. Louis Blues. That one is at home as well. But where we at? There we go. The goals in the loss to the Flames. Like I said, we lost 4-3. But the goals for us was Ryan Johansson, Yannick Weber, and Nick Bonino. This Bonino is really getting on one. But Jankowski, Lazar, Dougie Hamilton, and Matthew Tkachuk with the goals in that one. Pekka-Rinne lost in regulation for the first time since January 2nd when the same Calgary Flames defeated the Predators 4-3. Oh, no. That's his last loss in regulation since January 2nd, so that's incredible. Now, the San Jose game. Was that the next one? No, Detroit game, of course. We lost 3-1 to Detroit. Craig Smith with the lone goal in that one. What is that guy's name? Luke Witowski with his first goal, NHL goal. Scores that for Detroit. Saros with the loss in that one for us. He made 28 saves. 3-for-3 on the power play. I don't have a problem with that part. Things happen. Can't win them all, right? That brought us to the game this past Monday where we won 5-2 versus the Ottawa Senators. Roman Josi, Victor Arvidsson, Ryan Ellis, Victor Arvidsson again, and Craig Smith all with the big goals there. And not to be outdone, Pekka-Rinne with 32 saves on 33 shots. It was a power play goal. Things happen. But the big win there. Which brings us to Tuesday, where we faced the same Red Wings, this time up in their lair. Scott Hartnell and Kyle Turris added some big goals. Victor Arvidsson as well. And won that one 3-2. With Saros stopping 32 saves on 34 shots, 2-for-2 on the power play. He looked good. Looks good. Jimmy Howard, though. Can I just say that real quick? Jimmy Howard, the fact that he's not only still playing, I don't think he's that old, but Jimmy Howard's been playing a long time and yet continues to get it done on the losing effort this night. Lastly, but certainly not least, on Thursday, we welcomed in those San Jose Sharks where Pecorine gets his 300th win. We win 7-0, or no, 7-1. Pika stopped 21 of 22 shots, including 12 power plays. Told you the goals on that one. Bonino, Hartnell, Fiala, Arvidsson, Johansson, Ekholm, and Zharnkrok. I could be saying his name wrong, but I'm going to keep saying it that way. This coming up week, told you about the game tomorrow. On Tuesday, we will be in Winnipeg. That is a 7 p.m. Central Time start. And we'll be back on the air on Wednesday before the games for the weekend. So I catch you up on all the fun things going on in Nashville currently. Now, let's go to Carolina, talk some Hurricanes. Of course, they got the game coming up tonight. We'll talk about that here in a second. They brought Walmart from Charlotte back up to add some depth. Right now we're shuffling some people, trying to figure out exactly what we need. We also got Juris back up. He should add some more depth as well. That's Josh Juris. Both those guys came from the Checkers. It'd be interesting to see any sort of trade deal one way or the other if they get involved in anything. I think they pretty much like what they like, so, you know, we'll see how that goes. There was a school field trip. It was called the Cool School Field Trip. They packed the stands for a Canes practice the other day. Re-Evolution program brought 9,000 elementary school students to watch practice. It looked great to have them all everywhere. The PNC Arena was completely packed. 9,000 students from 11 elementary schools in the Wake County Public School System packed the lower bowl. What a great field trip. The kind of field trips I went on. I think I went to the zoo. We went to a local Renaissance festival. Those are kind of fun. We went to an outdoor garden with like flowers and ghosts. That was kind of fun. And I think we went to see Disney on Ice or something. I don't know. Maybe went to a local Pizza Hut, made a pizza or something. I don't know. We did some okay ones, but to get to see an NHL practice, wow. Yeah, sorry, Allen Iverson. Practice? Yeah, we are talking about practice. That would be cool as crap. Right, my show, cool as hell. That's cool as hell. Not sure who hell is actually a cool place. I doubt it. But that's pretty dang cool right there, you know? What an awesome opportunity. It was loud there. I'm sure there was an energy. There's an energy in all arenas. But to have all those screaming kids for a practice, I mean, I bet it really amped up the guys. So I'm glad they were able to do that kind of stuff. The new Hurricanes homegrown. I know they're looking for some, they look for like local music acts, local food, local brews. Man, there's some good ones. Lone Rider's pretty good out there in Carolina. There's a lot of other ones. But the homegrown series, I think, has been a fantastic thing. They get some artists in there. I said food. They get vendors of different kinds. It's a great chance to get in touch with the stuff going on in your local community and to get those into the world of hockey. I think those are absolutely great. Let's talk about the schedule a little bit. It goes all the way back to last Thursday. We faced the New Jersey Devils, those pesky Devils, and they were quite pesky. That's all right. They beat us 5-2. That was in New Jersey. And if I can get this to pull up, I'll tell you who scored the goals for us. Jeff Skinner. There we go. Jeff Skinner. And There he is. Brett Pesch had the goals for us. I said we did lose that one, but Scott Darling, yeah, he gave up 5 goals, but the 17 saves he made were incredible. Every one of them were special. So I like the Darling starting to come around a little bit. I don't know what really woke him up, or if maybe Cam Ward got in his ear and said, you know, you are a good goalie. Whatever it was, I like his play recently, even if it's been not always on the positive side for us. Now, we then faced on the following Friday the New York Islanders at home, where the Islanders completely blanked us. No need for me to tell you who scored the goals for us because, well, nobody did. Cam Ward stopped 20 of 22 shots. They scored an empty netter at the end for those keeping score at home. If you really want to know, Boychuk, Bouvier, maybe, and John Tavares with the tapper at the end. Quite all right. We're getting in playoff mode, so, you know, we're getting everything handled. Last Sunday, lost to those same Devils, this time in overtime, 3-2. Goals for us. Teuvo Teravainen, I know he's my goal pick all the time. He scored the first one. Dang, I need to see if I won. Pretty sure I probably didn't. Jeff Skinner and Teuvo Teravainen on those, with Cam Ward stopping 17 of 19 shots. Gave him power control. Those sorts of things happen. You know, like I said, I'm all right. It's okay to drop a few here and there right now. And then just last night, in an attempt to stop our skid currently, we took on the Pittsburgh Penguins at home in the PNC Arena and lost that one 6-1. The lone goal coming from Teuvo Teravainen. You know, Teuvo, if you're going to keep scoring like this, maybe I'll actually win the goal contest. Cam Moore stopping 32 of 37 shots, gave up a power play goal as well. But from the looks of it, Jake Guentzel, that kid is incredible. Ali Mata, Phil Kessel doubled up, Evgeny Malkin, and Sidney Crosby adding a few in the third just because that's who they are. Yeah, this is a Penguins team. It's pretty scary to play right now. So, you know, kinds of things happen. Now, tonight we have the game, 7:30 Eastern time, puck drop on that one in Detroit. That should be a good one. Nashville's the one you faced Detroit a handful of times. We faced them earlier in the month. I look forward to this one. Maybe it'll be on TV around here. I can catch it. If not, I'm sure NHL will have some cool coverage that I can catch. Next Tuesday, be in Boston, 7 o'clock. Puck drop Eastern Standard Time on that one. And then the other games are after when we'll be on. So that catches you up on everything Nashville, everything Carolina. We are moving right along in this. Let's talk some Gladiators. Then I will get into some big NHL stuff. March 17th, Saturday, March 17th, it's coming up. You get the $5 Frenzy Dry Fit shirts. These things look awesome. They look awesome. They're only $5, too. So if you go to the Saturday, March 17th game, 7:05 puck drop up there at the Infinite Energy Center, I'll be all up and around there that time. Maybe you guys can come out and say hey. But come check those out. Those Dry Fit shirts will be $5 a piece. It will be fantastic. They have some all-you-can-eat specials as well. You can save on tickets, plus get all-you-can-eat burgers, hot dogs, and more. 2- and 3-game plans are available. You check out AtlantaGladiators.com for more on that. They have luxury suites for 14, 16, and 30 people. If you want to take some friends out, maybe have a birthday party up there. The suites are awesome. ECHL.TV, you can catch a ton of the games if you can't get them on the local market. Now, of course, with the Gladiators, you go to MixLR. I think it's Mix.LR. Either way, you can do that or follow at Chris Treft on Twitter. Trefty always has some fantastic, fantastic calls. I always listen to him anytime I can on these games. Just fantastic. Let's see. Let's start. Let's start with last Tuesday. Did we talk about that? We did talk about that. Let's talk about, instead of that one, let's talk about, that was the 5-0 win over the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. Those poor little Waskilly Wabbits are just not having a good time. Last Friday, we took on the Manchester Monarchs, first time they had been in town. Unfortunately, that one did not go our way as we lost 5-2. Darby Llewellyn had a fantastic play where he stole the puck, just straight robbery. Gave it to Colin Jacobs, who slammed it home. At one point, we were able to cut the lead from 4-2 when Phil Lane grabbed the puck off a turnover. Found Lindsey Sparks, who fired one through the five hole. But ultimately, we lost that one 5-2. It's quite all right. You know, things happen. Can't stop them all. That brought up last Sunday, had those same Manchester Monarchs in, and same basic result. Lost that one 5-2 as well. What can you do? Manchester's really good, and couldn't do anything about it. There we go. Get it on there. The goals for Atlanta. See, I know Pond. Yeah. Tanner Pond gave a great pass to Darby Llewellyn, who slammed it home. Jacobs got in on it again as he led a pass over to Pond, who notched one in as well. And Garrett Milan notched his first point as a Gladiator with the secondary assist. You know, things happen. Can't win them all. Then, of course, we faced the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. I'm not going to say arguably. It's by far our favorite team to face. We faced them on Tuesday. And we were able to get the 6-3 victory. And we did it at the Bon Secours Wellness Center, which is up in Greenville. Brady Vail found Colin Jacobs, who also found Darby Llewellyn, who, this is a magical goal. Chris Traff talked about it for another 10 minutes after it happened. So it was, go back and watch the highlights. It's just that good. Then you had Sparks. Basically had Steven Perog found Lindsey Sparks, who found Colin Jacobs. He buries one in the back. Eric Shan got his first goal in the ECHL, which is just a hammer shot. Vail and Jacobs had their assists on that one. Jacobs and Vail had assists as they found Llewellyn, who slammed it home again. Llewellyn is on a hot streak right now. I don't know if you guys knew that. But ultimately, we ended up winning that one 6-3. It's a good momentum builder. And then we only were able to score the lone goal versus the Toledo Walleye. Was that last night? That was last night. heartbreaker there. We do have the game. We do have the game tonight. Against the Walleye. That's in Toledo. 7:15 puck drop on that one. And I believe we have most of the week off there. Yeah, we won't play again until next Friday. So it'd be good to be able to recharge, refresh the batteries, you know, stuff like that. Should be fun. But now I want to move on to a couple issues. I'm going to talk about the big one first, maybe the uncomfortable one first. Then I'll get to the other ones. I got some fun ones around on the backside of this. We know racial comments and racism shouldn't really have a place in the world. We all know that. Some of us believe it a little more than others. That's fine. But I think it was at a Chicago Blackhawks game. Opposing player who is of African-American descent is in the penalty box. Doesn't matter what he's there for. Doesn't matter if it's a 10-minute major. Even though you won't be in a penalty box, it'd be a 5-minute game misconduct for all that matters, and doesn't matter. Some Chicago fans, and I use that term lightly because I am not only related to Chicago fans, but I've been in Chicago for Chicago sports, and I'm not sure that true Chicago fans would act like this. So I'm just going to say fans who were sporting Chicago gear, we'll go that way. I won't give these people that much credit because they don't deserve any. Started shouting racially motivated comments towards the player in the box. At one point, he became enraged and was trying to get at them. There's no telling what was actually said because they weren't able to catch any of it on anything more than video and hearsay of people around them. But the three or four people involved were immediately ejected, which is what should absolutely happen. And then Chicago stepped up. The Blackhawks organization stepped up, and they got with the arena, and they said, you know what? Everybody that was kicked out right there and everybody involved, all you people who bought tickets, are no longer welcome back in this building. Back in the building, not just for hockey. They're not allowed back in that building. So I applaud the efforts. You guys, this is not sarcastic whatsoever. That is me clapping because not only did the NHL, not only did the Chicago Blackhawks, not only did the arena they play in, but the community in general, the city of Chicago, the world, stood behind you on this decision, and everybody stepped up, and we did the right thing. That's what it's about. It's not necessarily about making up for the past or trying to worry about the present so much. It's preventing this from happening in the future. And one way to do this and one way to show people, hey, this is not tolerated, is to not only kick people out of a game that they paid money to, it's to say, you're not allowed back. We don't consider you a part of this. You're not a part of this team. You're not a part of this city. You're not a part of this organization, the NHL, the building, anything. You're not a part of this because we don't tolerate things like that. A lot of people try to compare this to like Todd Bertuzzi taking a stick to the side of a fellow player's head. No. No, that racially motivated comments, no, to me they're above that. You got to be better than that. And if you're not better than that, you don't deserve to be a part of the sports organizations and a part of the sports communities like this. No. Hey, we've all been to games, and people shout all kinds of things, sometimes detrimentally, to others, but hey, let's keep racial things out of it. For one, there's no reason why we should have any sort of racially motivated comment for anybody. I don't care how mad you get at somebody. I don't care if you think it's true, whether it is or whether it isn't, if there's any truth to what you're saying, it does not matter. There is nothing you should say to another person on this earth that somehow is detrimental to the race or religion or cultural background they come from. That's most of the time it's their choice. Sometimes it is not. We didn't get to choose where our parents came from. And that's not saying that just because your parents aren't from a certain place that you're not considered a good person. We're all good people. There's good in all people. There's beauty in all things. Everybody means something to someone. So hopefully these people get their and hopefully, I mean, they should at least have a statement where they come out and apologize. You ain't got to formally do it. Just reach out to the guy on the team. It's not that hard. You should be able to get a message to him and just act like better humans. I say that on every show that I've ever been a part of is at the end of the day, be a good human first and then be, you know, an Atlanta Falcons fan and then be a Chicago Blackhawks fan and then be a Martina Hingis fan, Rafael Nadal, be a Canadian curling fan, you know, fan second, human first, fan second. That's, you know, be that way. You'll enjoy it more. Life will go on a lot better and you'll make it better for everybody around you. So just wanted to get that out that I totally back everything that Chicago and the rest of them did. I would hope that this wouldn't happen anywhere else. And if it does, that they take a similar action because this is just not tolerated. The United States of America is a melting pot of different cultures, backgrounds, and people because that's what made us what we are. That's what made us the great country that we are, is that we're the melting pot, that we have a place where no matter what happened, no matter how you got here, no matter where you came from, no matter what you believe in, there's a place for you here. Now, let's get to some happier stuff, right? Hopefully that was happy for people, but you know, I was going to talk about the referees from the second Manchester game because Trefty was trying to hold back as best he could. It was awful. The Monarchs Gladiators game, but I want to keep it positive here. So I want to keep it positive. So, let's see. All right. Should the NHL have players in the Olympics? I'm torn on this. Let me give you both sides. Let me give you the pro side. The pro side. Let's have NHL players in the Olympics. Well, it's going to be like the World Championships, where it's basically all-star teams. Sweden, Russia, Canada, the United States, Belgium does pretty well. Italy, Mexico. I mean, there's all kinds of different people that can come out of nowhere. Germany suddenly strong again. Seeing NHL players in the Olympics, yeah. If I tune into the Olympics, I want to see the best players from those sports, right? Right. So as far as the pro argument, that's the for argument, not just professional. Having professional NHL players in the NHL, yeah. I from that side, that's the benefit is you get to see the best players play with different people than they usually do. You know, Alexander Ovechkin only gets to play with the people on his Capitals team unless he goes to the All-Star game, and then it's only people in his division. When he goes and plays for his home country, then he can officially play with anybody from his country, a lot of people he might have grown up with, a lot of new people, things like that. So, you know, I don't have a problem with that. Now, let's go to the con. I hate pro and con because con makes it sound like it's bad. Let's go to the other side of the argument as to why we should not have NHL players in the Olympics. My dad actually brought up a good point. He said, the miracle on ice, what made it such a miracle on ice was that the United States didn't have any pro players at that point in that. We upset a highly favored team in Russia to knock them out of the gold medal game with basically amateur players. Now, they went on to, a couple of them went on to play here and there, but we basically took an amateur team and beat a pro level team. That's what made the miracle on ice so great. I went, okay. And he also said, it seems like having the pros out of it gives it a whole new twist and this is a whole new group of guys, whole new group of girls that we get to look at, that we get to see, to see the evolution of how sports is coming along. Are we building the right programs or are we having to cherry pick during drafts across the world because we're not building good programs? You know, I get that too. Overall, if you ask me, I think I'm 51-49. I think we should let NHL players, if they want to, they should have to qualify in just like anybody else would. I think there should be open tryouts. I think that would help things. But, you know, it's kind of hard to tell a pro player, you're probably not going to make it. But let's put it this way. For China in 2022, I believe it's in China, in 2022, I would like to see NHL players in it. But if they're not, I'll still cheer along just as well because I'm a fan of hockey, and you guys know that. Let's see, real quickly. What happened to the Edmonton Oilers and the New York Rangers? Well, two different stories. Edmonton, we know, I don't know that they were tanking necessarily, but they were so bad for so many handfuls of years that they were stockpiling picks. They had Nail Yakupov. They had Taylor Hall. They had they have Connor McDavid now. And they were being bad for so long, they were getting all these good picks. They were able to use them all and do some really good things. That's fine, right? And then it wasn't. Taylor Hall ends up, I believe he was traded to the Devils. I'm a big Taylor Hall fan. Nail Yakupov, I believe, is not on the team as well. I could be wrong there. But all these big-time players that they drafted, they developed to a point and then didn't keep them for whatever reason, various reasons. So the short answer for what happened to the Edmonton Oilers is they stockpiled picks the right way, they drafted the right way, but they kind of pulled a Tampa Bay Rays in baseball type thing of they just didn't really want to pay the guys once they got really good. And so they left other ways, and they tried to make some tweaks here and there to hang on, and it's just it didn't work. Connor McDavid may be one of the best, brightest stars in the game, and one of the youngest at that, but it's going to take more than him to get them back in, you know, Stanley Cup type days. Now, as far as the New York Rangers, I could probably talk for about the rest of the weekend on this, but I will give you the short answer there. What happened with the New York Rangers? Well, they got old quick, and they replaced it with not the right players, not the right fits, and sometimes subpar talented players that they tried to get role players to be stars, and that just doesn't happen. A star can be a role player cannot be a star. You can't ask a third or fourth line grinder player to lead the team in assists. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. And, you know, once again, they're wasting Henrik Lundqvist's good years. I feel bad for him. I wish to a point they would either get better quick, which is probably not going to happen, or they should trade him to a contending team. I think that would be the better option, but I don't think they're going to do that. They're probably going to go into rebuild mode. I think moving Grabner officially told fans that it's not our year, and next year may not be either. But, you know, two pretty similar endings right now as far as this year for Edmonton and the Rangers, except for one will probably start over through the draft, and the other, I'm not sure what the Rangers are going to do. Whatever it is, it'll be something we'll talk about here. Now, two last stories I want to finish up with. The emergence of the Islanders. The Islanders made a move and were able to get they got somebody. I know that's probably fantastic. You guys want but no, the Islanders suddenly making moves. The Islanders are suddenly the Islanders are no longer middle of the pack, which is nice. It's good to see the Islander, you know, because they finally ironed out where they're going to play. They're going to play in the Barclays Center next year, and then within a year or two, they will be over at their new place. Looks like a really cool spot. Not really getting what I was looking for to come up. If I can get it real quick. There we go. They actually traded with the Oilers. They got Brandon Davidson for a 2019 third round pick. That is called a steal. That is called the Oilers are back in draft mode. But no. With the Islanders getting Brandon Davidson, that kid can play. So the Islanders know that they're in a chance to make a good push here. They're by far the best team in New York. Devils could challenge that a little, but they're the best team in New York. So, you know, it is what it is. But I, for one, am glad to see different teams up there. You know, the Predators, the Islanders. I'd like to see Carolina back in. And this should be fun. It's sure, watching Sidney Crosby and Ovechkin and the usual suspects up there is one thing. But being able to have a team like the Islanders back is doing a lot of good. Last thing I want to get to before we're out of here today, and appreciate all you guys who are joining us on a special Saturday. So many things happened this week that just right now was the only time I could get this in, so I wanted to get it in. The Vegas Golden Knights, still the best story in sports. This shows that just because you're a first-year team does not mean that you have to just be a bottom dweller. Not only through the draft, they add players as they need to. They are the second-best team statistically in the league. They lead the West in points right now. It's just a good story to watch. It's probably one of the best stories to watch. Probably the, I would say, the top four teams to watch right now, and these are no biased things here. Top four teams to watch in the league, probably in this order. I think Vegas has got to be number one. I think what the Predators are doing are number two. Vegas versus the Predators in the Western Coast Finals would be quite nice. I think you got to say what the Islanders are doing. And probably either man, that fourth story may be pretty hard. Let's stick with those three then, for lack of time. For lack of time, we'll stick with those three. I would say between Vegas, Nashville, and the New York Islanders, I think are the best stories going out right now. There'll be tons more. Going to be trying to do some Facebook Live things in the next couple weeks. We're going to try to reach out and get some gladiator-related things on, some other hockey-related guests. But, you know, thanks for joining us this week. We had a blast. It'd be fun doing these things on a Saturday. The problem is I can't promise that I would be available on Saturdays, especially as the fall kicks in. But thanks for joining us this week. This has been another great edition of Boardcheck. If you want to follow us at The Impact 99, at Boardcheck, at Team Impact Media, you can find us all over social media, all over the greater Atlanta area. We love your feedback. Go to the iTunes store. Look for us there, Impact Media. Give us a like or give us a rating and review. Helps keep this show as awesome and amazing. And we actually do listen to your suggestions. But I'm Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next Wednesday. Go Preds, go Canes, go Glads. Go watch hockey.
Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam! What?